That is old school. Stacey Ladislaw on Radio 3. Jump to the Beat. And my current earworm before that, Raven Lenny. And Bicycle Race. Morris Misolowski is with us after a nice day at the beach last week. Happy New Year, Morris.
Happy New Year to you and happy Tuesday, everyone. It is wonderful to be back. I missed you all.
Yeah, right. Anyway, let's start the year with a whimper. Actually, no, it's one of your favourite things.
It's not. I mean, this is my delayed Santa. I mean, everyone gets excited about Christmas and New Year. I unfortunately get excited about CES, which is the Consumer Electronics
Show. Apparently, that's what it used to be called. So it's like CES now, all the way, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's been CES for a while. You're right, because it's like KFC. You know, you kind of use the initials
without the botulism.
Sounds sexier.
Yeah.
Exactly. It sounds sexier, and you can make it into something else that it was never meant to be.
Give us the ABC of the CEC. Your IC, MIC.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So to put it in its context, CES has been around for 60 years. It is an electronic show that's held in Las Vegas at this time every year. I do not know why they do it the first week of January. Couldn't be worse, but
really?
It always
do,
has been.
Surely. I mean, it's like their time.
Oh, yeah, it is. Las Vegas is dead apart from this. Maybe that's why. I mean,
maybe
literally.
That's why.
But anyway, apart from that, this is the show where most of the large, and that's not an exaggeration, most of the large electronic manufacturers and others now that use electronics,
yep,
go to showcase what it is that they want to sell this year or what it is they might want to sell in the future. It is huge. It literally takes over the entire Las Vegas, not an exaggeration. It takes over every hotel room, every convention center, the entire exhibition, everything in Las Vegas for the next 3-4 days is CES. It is enormous.
I'm just having a laugh to myself here. I love talking about this, Morris. I'm only pulling your leg. But 1967 it started, and that would have been tease maids and stuff like this. And now they've had a adult moment because everything's going to be AI, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. Obviously, it's the big trend for this year, has been for the last 4 years or so. But it's the first place that we saw most of the TVs that we have, strangely enough, were radio, because this CES actually started off around radio.
Oh.
So it's original. The company that owns it, the company that runs this show, is about 110 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it started off basically around new technology, which will never take off, Phil. I mean, you shouldn't even bother. It will never take off radio.
Yeah.
It was where most of the radio people, the people that owned radio stations or wanted to, kind of got together.
That became NAB, though. That's another massive one there, right?
Yeah, it is. And that's called CTA.
Oh, okay.
Is the roof body of this.
Yeah.
And then it eventually morphed over the years as radio became one of the technologies and other things like television, but physical TVs and hardware and that kind of stuff came in. And then this was the first place that we saw video machines, literally the first place it was ever shown, where, you know, 8-tracks were shown. All those new technologies really had their debut. Microwaves had their debut at these shows.
Crazy.
So it's not uncommon that the first of that we now take for granted, and in many cases is history, you know, gone to God because it's been around for so long and so ordinary, most of them really did show themselves at this show for the first time in January.
You're making me laugh talking about microwaves. I mean, that had to be the thing of the 80s when you had to spray paint your chicken orange because it wouldn't colour it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And everything that could go wrong was going to go wrong because you cooked in the microwave.
That's
I mean,
nice.
it was a devil's incarnate, but it sold already for 10, 15 years in America quite well. We could argue about whether Americans have been affected or not. It's a whole different argument. But so, yes, it had. And this show lives up to its reputation. It has, I think, normally about 400,000 or 500,000 people going through it from all around the world. Anyway, that's what it is. It's big. It's huge. And I love covering it because, first of all, yeah, it's lots of techs and toys and robots now and all sorts of bits and bobs. But for me, as somebody who's trying to understand what tomorrow might look like, that's what this show really does. Because they're putting really expensive toys and expensive time and effort into trying to convince people that these things are important.
Morris, is this more of a cheat these days because they're talking about their incubator projects and what will be rather than here's a tease made?
No, it's actually now very, very practical. There is a place called Eureka Park, and Eureka Park has, I think, 100, 150 exhibitors who do exactly what you've just said. These are prototypes. These are not for market yet, but we'd love you to know about them, maybe invest, maybe buy them so we can start making them. That's Eureka Park. Now, most of the big manufacturers, so you've got your Samsungs, your LGs, your Aces, you've even got the car manufacturers, literally over the, it's been about 7 years now that the car manufacturers have been in this show as well, and there's a new place for those. I mean, it's not new anymore, but a totally new separate area for those as well.
Mm.
So all of those come to show you what's being sold this year, especially when you get to TVs, fridges, white appliances. They'll start to show this year now for this year's sales.
Yes.
And they will also have maybe 20-30% of the stuff that's really prototypey, edgy, most probably will never come around. The equivalent of the car manufacturers who were there, they all have some beast sitting on the floor that will never be built, but gee whiz, you'd love it to because it's just so over the top.
You know, it's interesting to talk about domestic stuff, actually. It sounds all 1950s, doesn't it, and mother making apple pie, but people still live in houses with kitchens and things.
Yeah, they do, and they always will, despite what we say. We're not going to have little tablets. They're going to replace our meals. You know, the robot, Rosie the robot's not going to come out and make your meals for you necessarily 24/7. There will always be those kinds of things. And talking about that, we had Samsung.
Yeah.
Now, the show hasn't started yet. It's starting tomorrow our time,
okay,
which will be Tuesday morning their time. But there was a media, there's always a media day the day before, which was yesterday. When you start time differences, it gets a bit
messy.
What
do they do?
But it was cut.
Yeah.
They actually do a whole lot of talking. So I've listened to quite a few of the, you know, this is what we're going to have over the next days, weeks, months and years.
Mm.
And one of those is Samsung because they're a huge sponsor this year.
Right.
So Samsung's actually run a pre-show. So a little insight into what they have, and they have a huge display that people haven't been able to stand on yet because, again, it hasn't opened. They will tomorrow.
Yep.
And at that display, they are talking about a whole lot of new stuff. So big TVs, 130-centimetres TVs,
gosh,
bigger, brighter, faster, you know, all that kind of stuff they do every year. But also the push this year, which is no surprise, AI everywhere.
Quickie, Morris, is VR still a thing? Because I remember it was.
Yeah, it is. It is, but not as big a thing. Now it's a thing.
Okay.
Really putting it into context, it's a thing. It exists and people are making stuff for it. We're going to see at this show some new headsets for it. We'll see some new manufacturers pushing into it. It's never actually gone. It's just not been as mainstream as many people think.
Yeah.
So it's used in medicine a lot. It's used in industrial a lot. It's used in warehousing. So it's definitely found its niche.
Mm-hmm.
But mainstream, it's still struggling to find a great purpose.
Okay.
So, yes, it's still out there, but a small part of the show. But AI is really taking over. So Samsung has said in their address, you know, this thing that's, that is precursor to the event,
yep,
that what they're looking to do is to make AI a companion. So all of their devices are now pushing towards, you know, Phil Morris, don't bother telling me what you want. I'll kind of guess at it. So you're walking in the house, you know, probably want the air temperature to be whatever and I'll put it on for you. You want a couple of lights, look, there's stuff in the fridge. And it's trying to, I know I've heard it before, but artificial intelligence is supposedly making this easier to do for us now. So a lot of the tricks and things that we were promised are now beginning to show itself at this event. And Samsung has said that's exactly what their push is for this year and beyond.
Morris, do you happen to know big picture if AI is getting less nutty and more stable? Because if it makes mistakes,
yep,
in houses, it could be very dangerous.
Yeah, it absolutely could. And the answer is yes, because it's getting better anyway. I mean, it's really just an unruly toddler,
yeah,
at
no
this
kidding
stage. It's 3 years old, so it's really just trying to, you know, it's trying to get the best over all of us. It's trying to convince us that it's much better, smarter than it thinks it is and we think it is. But it is getting much better. And that's the first big trend. So there are three kinds of trends I took out of the first day,
okay,
which again is pure media. And the first is intelligent transformation, which is exactly what you've just said. Look, AI, I'm sick of hearing about you for the last 3-4 years. You promised the world. You didn't really deliver, unless you're one of these boffins, you know, the mere 0.00% of people in the world. Nothing's really working the way that we think it should. Trend one, intelligent transformation, is a lot of these manufacturers have now had 3 or 4 years to bed it down, and they're saying that they now have devices, forget how it works, like the internet, it's just there, forget about it altogether, just accept that when you use our device, it's using artificial intelligence and life will become somewhat to moderately to extremely better, easier, faster, whatever word you want to put after that for you. So that's trend one. Intelligent transformations is really, for me, one of the big overarching ones.
The
second trend is one that I've followed and we've talked about a lot, but I'm so happy to see it as one of the big trends this year, and that's longevity and everyday health management.
Okay.
What's happening, Yeah, it is. It's really wonderful because what we're doing is we're using these technologies now to be able to monitor our health and well-being, but not only where we have to keep looking down at our watch to figure out how far we've walked, how much we've, you know, how much we've drunk or eaten or slept or snored or whatever else, because we can do all that with our devices.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually now starting to make a lot more sense, to stitch itself together and to be able to help us to improve our everyday health. There are gadgets around. One of the ones that's already being talked about is a toothbrush that detects health conditions from your breath.
Okay.
Samsung, going back to our friends, have said that their ecosystem, all their devices working together, will work like a coach for you, will help to sleep.
There's a lawnmower, Maurice. I don't know if you've got to that yet.
I haven't yet, but I'm not surprised.
I haven't seen that can one, do but one I'm sure cm, precisely one cm. Anyway, you carry on with yours.
No, keep going. Because there are just literally tens of thousands of products out here. And the third big trend that I think is going to be the three for this set for this year, but this is early days, is engineering tomorrow, as I call it. And that's really about how we're going to power, move, feed and care for ourselves.
Mm.
Mobility has become a really big thing, not just cars, but moving us around the world. In-car interactions, there's a new company out there that is on this year's display for the first time that shows a car using artificial intelligence where it actually knows where you're going, so where the car's going, and that's because if you use the onboard navigation.
Yeah.
What it does is actually, it doesn't, but let's say for old-fashioned language, it rings ahead and books you a space. So if you're about to park somewhere, it can literally reserve you a spot on the road. Now, it doesn't work perfectly
yet. Or charge if you want to charge. That's a big deal as well, isn't it?
But it's doing it ahead of time.
Yeah,
so these are the big pushes now. Smart home automation with much deeper learning, energy and sustainability, embedded devices. Again, all pushing into these new things. So they're the big things for this year's CES. And then you walk around the show and you just look at, it's impossible, it'll never be, that's wonderful, how do I get it? And I'm really not quite sure either way.
You know, Maurice, it makes me laugh that all of these new jargons have appeared. I mean, of course they're going to. The lawnmower I mentioned, it uses a trifusion navigation system. Would you have thunk it?
Well, isn't that what you always want in your life?
Always want it. But I'm always... I'm always fascinated when we chat about how these things, apart from the fact that they're fun and all that, they do help people. You sort of hinted at help for elderly just now and people who can't really look after themselves.
Yeah.
That's the key stuff, surely.
Yeah. Well, the engineering tomorrow is also big because we're always saying we want to do more with less. You know, we don't want to use so much energy. We don't want to have such a heavy footprint on the earth.
Yeah.
All those things come into this as well. If you were talking about terms just a minute ago, here's one that we're all going to, I promise you, the next year or so, is ordinary, but today means nothing. Physical AI is one of the big new words.
Go on.
Do you know what physical AI used to be called? We've talked about this for years.
Oh, no. Go on.
It's physical AI is what you and I used to call robots.
Yeah, makes sense.
Why can't it be called robots? I don't know, Phil.
Because they're too fictional, speculative fiction.
They want physical AI. So what they're talking about is devices that move and have a little bit of thinking, whatever realm of thinking we want to call it, around. And, of course, this year's CES, we're told, I've only seen a few so far, but we're told, again, the show will open tomorrow, there'll be lots more, lots of robots and various forms of robots physically walking around the show. Some of them are specific for agriculture, some of them are specific for homes, some for manufacturing, some for warehouses. So lots of robots apparently are going to do the walking of the shows and showing us what they're capable of.
So this is interesting because I think a lot of these new devices, they're all about care for animals, babies, whatever, and they've got what you call a scenario-specific intelligence. There's another one of the... I'm reading it, I don't know this, but it's interesting. Again, it's all very well and good until it goes pop.
Yeah. Yeah, well, welcome to technology. I mean, that's exactly it, you know. I mean, I love my TV while it's streaming. The minute the internet drops out, I want to curse the thing and throw a book through it. And it's been doing that a lot lately too. But you're exactly right. And that really does come to one of those things that we all as humans really have to talk about and think about. It's not that these technologies go wrong, because they do. It's how dependent we've become on them and how noticeable they are when they go wrong.
Mm.
Before, when we dropped our book on the floor, we didn't complain too much. We picked it up. Now when our Kindle goes off, the world's died. I mean, you know, where's the internet? Where's the book? I've lost the page. And it's become such a big deal.
Wonderful. You know, just Maurice started off talking today a little bit about the history, 60s, and I just found a little list. I mean, 1967, the integrated circuit. 1970, the VCR. I mean, there's some big deal stuff there. And it was also one of those cool inventions where the one that wasn't so well known apparently worked better, Betamax.
Yeah, absolutely. And Betamax was in its day. I mean, not that any surprise to any of us, but Betamax in its day in the CES was always meant to be the forerunner. It was always seen as a much better system, and everyone had thought that it would take over. But it just didn't. I mean, it just didn't because mainstream didn't like it, and it went, you know, it went the road that we all know it did.
That's interesting. What would have been the fundamental? I mean, this could be like an analogy for the whole past 30, 40 years in technology. What was the one thing that Joe Public didn't like about this better system? Was it something like the width of the buttons or something stupid like that?
I truly don't know the answer to that, and I've never seen a definitive answer on that, because if we knew how to answer that, we'd basically know how to answer everything about every product we wanted to design. Mm-hmm. It just, for whatever reason, just didn't meet cultural or human needs at its time. And as often happens is there's two competitors.
Yeah.
There was actually much more, but there were two really big competitors in the marketplace, and one, for whatever reason, better marketing, better timing, better product ranging, just went and became the default.
You know, 1977 was a cracker of a year, and you'll know exactly why when I say the word Atari.
Yeah. So Atari showed itself, and that was a really big time too, because we take for granted at these shows, but Atari and a lot of those games were nothing. I mean, literally nothing. I talked about Eureka before, which is that standout. That, I mean, it's not. It's a huge show now, yeah. But that's where the newbies go. And you go there because you want to see something that might be different. Atari and the others all started their life. It wasn't called Eureka then, but at that end of the show. In other words, here's the oddities. Here's the things that might one day, but go and have a look. Maybe it's worth a bit of a laugh. That's where it came from, and a lot of money, a lot of effort. Apple also went there and did the same thing. It's in their history. I mean, they don't really come to CES anymore, but in the early days, they went there and pumped their wares, again, as an unknown brand, into the marketplace, trying to convince people how useful they might be.
The Atari 2600, is it fair to say that that was the absolute source of what's become a huge ocean, that particular one thing?
I'm not sure, but yeah, most probably. I mean, it was certainly the forerunner of this whole gaming and home gaming and all the rest of it. It was relatively easy to use. I'm talking about in its day. Today it's very different. It's more intuitive. But for its day, it was really ahead of the game. I mean, pardon the pun, but don't. Ahead of the game. And it became the default, and also then became really ordinary to have these opportunities at home to play these games and interact with technology that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, before I leave you and go to the news, I want to say hi to Jasmine, who just sent me a little email. She says, Sony refused to allow art films on its beta systems. Art films, right? Also, beta tapes were too short and couldn't record entire baseball games. Now, there's probably more than an element of truth in that.
Yeah, there absolutely is. And again, technology would have overcome that with time. It just didn't get time to do those.
All right.
So it just was simply, for whatever reason, as we said, I think it was more cultural, social, and also it appeared that there was more library on the other one. There was more availability on the other one than there was on beta.
Let's leave it there for the time being, Morris. I'm sure you'll have some PSs for us next week, having sort of virtually, you're virtually going to the show, aren't you?
I'm virtually going to the show.
All right. Well, I'll virtually talk to you next week. Love chatting to you. That's Morris Misolowski. Once again, happy.